Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. Here we are, February 22nd, 2022. This is a highest energetic moment of being in the 2022 vibrations of light consciousness. And tonight we're going to get a message from the masters on a fractal frequency of time, and that time is of the essence. And so I welcome you to sit back and enjoy this Telepathic Tuesday as we just listen to the masters bring us a word of knowledge, and more than likely sending you off into a beautiful state of activation that I always like to do when I come into the higher states with these infinite beings that work with me. And this is a very powerful moment for many on the planet with this telepathic frequency, and it's on a Telepathic Tuesday, so that really makes it super, super charged for me, because this 2-2 on a 2022 year is about bringing in a divine orchestration of telepathic consciousness fields through fractals of light. It sounds like a lot of information in just those few words, and it really means that there's a renewing of your soul light consciousness that's entering through a crystal passageway for the transformation and self-realization that's coming through all of this year. But more importantly, that portal opened on the second day of this month, of a second month of the 2-2 year, and then a higher vibration pulsed on the planet a couple of days ago on February 20th. Again, an 0220 of 2022. And so these numbers are in a sequence of frequencies. And so that's why they gave me the word fractal imaging. Because when you look at the number of two and its mirror image of a two mirroring it, you get the symbol of love. But you also get a fractal frequency, which is when a number reciprocates or mirror images itself into a fractal frequency, it creates a symbol. And that is part of how these higher beings communicate. They communicate through fractal frequencies of vibrations in codes, in numbers, in symbols, and in tones. So what we have creating is a reality consciousness through these frequencies. of these alignment of this second month, an 02, a 22, and a 2022. So it enhanced itself three times this month, February 2nd, February 20th, and now today on the 22nd day. This is a year of reflections. It's reflecting or reviewing or mere imaging of transforming you into a higher state of consciousness when you're ready. So you're in your own transformational field, and in your own transformation, as we've been moving along for the last few years, you've been transmuting and letting go of habits or fears and patterns. And a few of us are still holding on to some of these fears because they're inundated on the planet right now, and it's hard to let go. But it is a year to make a change. And it is a year of focusing on aligning into these equations of numbers, which create symbols, which create formats of consciousness. And this particular format of 2022 does create a peaceful outcome of love. It's oneness. The first two is duality, which is you, yourself, and your higher self. The zero is a oneness of completions of love into fractal frequency of the 2-2, forming love once again. And so if everyone makes a change to step out of the fear and move into a transformation of love, of the light consciousness that we're breathing in, and then you're going to have a telepathic mind and telepathic equations that's going to start flowing around you more. So we're at a place really right now in the second month of this very high vibrational year of looking from within, seeing what's going on inside of our inner child who hasn't seen the light. It's been blanketed and separated from our soul light consciousness and all the grid systems of our timelines of light intelligences. And so today we're receiving the mirror image and fractal frequency of the reality that's going to awaken us out of all of these fears and of all of these strongholds of hurt and painful emotional bodies and suffering that we've had for so many timelines. And so we're ready to make that change and to start to try and really focus in or discover our true soul in its image of a fractal frequency of light that's really arriving inside of us so that we can reclaim and enlighten our hearts and minds of who we are. Even if those feelings inside of your inner child are uneasy or in fear or programmed into habits or dysfunctional thought forms that are programmed, that no longer serve you in this heightened equation of a fractal frequency year. So, you know, we have to remember that if we stay on the same path and we don't make a change, then we're going to keep going back to where we started from, which is the reincarnation of the soul life after soul life after soul life of reincarnating pain, suffering. Unless we make a change in our direction, we're going to keep going and heading in the same pathway and the same outcome. And so in order to make this change and to listen to what the universe is pouring onto the grid systems, onto the portals of the chakra body of Gaia, we need to make the change by valuing what the mind is thinking all of the time, not just any moment, but all of the time. And so when I asked the masters the other day, it's going to be the February 2 of the 2022, which is very high equations of numbers reflecting and collaborating into an essence of intelligence. What is it that you would have me bring forward to teach and to unveil? Time. Time is of the essence. So what does that mean? Time is of the essence. That you would have me speak. Yeah, you way it is in the essence of time that one would move into reality. When you are more aware of the time that is seeping into your hearts and minds and elevating the consciousness in that now moment of time, that you would begin to feel the essence that is in that time of light realities. You don't forget about that. Your 3D minds are linear and your emotional hearts are not assessing, hearing, or feeling the essence that is right here in this time, the moment, for your overactive minds and troubled hearts are not in the higher equations that are building a new essence of this timeline to be of an infinite master timeline right here, to be in the reality consciousness of this dimension of time that you would step in and out of and build the divine manifestation or outcome that you would perhaps crystallize and magnetically align into your heart and mind would happen in a second of a millisecond. When you are not in your 3D mind, but rather you are in the essence of time. This is the essence of time when the minds would integrate the light formats and build a consciousness in equations of fractal frequencies of light. You should know you are busy in the 3D mind and not realizing that it can be in the essence of your higher consciousness of a real mind, zero time. You would transform and transition into an elliptical state of zero space and zero time when you are not in the 3D linear mind. Imagine if you could always only listen and follow the instructions of your telepathic mind that is in that zero space of zero time, in that moment of asking, you would be receiving an equation and a transmission of light in a reality consciousness that would appear manifested in your aura field. And imagine if all of your thought forms and emotions and physical feelings in your bodies, we're also interconnected to receiving these telepathic reality fields of light consciousness. These are the elements of frequencies of intelligence that do arrive when you have these sacred equations of numbers that open up the corridors of your mind to telepathic fractal frequencies of light. 02-22-2022. It's the alignment of the equation of numbers. And if you take time to listen to the energetic fields around your body and to listen to what's inside your heartbeat or inside your inner mind, then you would feel, not just sense with your inner ears or inner mind, you would feel these static magnetic frequencies that are right here now dancing in your aura fields. It's gentle. It's soft. Quietly seeping into your mind, so that your mind mastery frequencies arrives. And mastering your mind into mastery frequencies arrives when we have these equations of elliptical formats of numbers or times. The telepathic frequency of light opens up the corridors of the mind and coherently advances your heart and mind into one vibration. It's a fractal of a frequency of light that you breathe in. A coherent vibration into the inner mind, into the heart. Ding. And a vibration of light appears and you connect. And you breathe in these telepathic frequencies that are fractals of light, crystals, and they begin building a crystal light aura field of quantum intelligences of light. And this is why this is such an exciting moment today. Yet, Abadi Ichitiryu, you are only breathing in and accepting these vibrations of love and of light. Yabahadane, and it is arriving on the sacred gateways of three portals, of three essences of mastery frequencies that arrives in this month of 02. And the time, the frequency of time, has zero space, zero time, zero interruptions, is when the essence of your divine soul in the ethers, who wants to be with you and within you more, doesn't want to be separated in the timelines anymore. It wants to build the 3D linear mind into a telepathic reality mind of your soul's light essence of who you are inside the body, waiting for this connection.
The Hopi knew this. The Hindu knew this. The
The shamans in the mountains knew this.
You don't know that when you align your soul, light, essence, for about a moment of time, of zero space and zero time, it enables you to advance into a higher quadrant of a light consciousness that does breathe down into your mind, into your heart, and telepathically connects you into the quantum fields of reality. And as you listen to the stillness now and invoke this higher telepathic frequency of this light equation of 0222 2022, and give your mind permission to receive the stillness, and ask for the essence of your soul light consciousness to breathe into your divine light soul being, who you are, and then you will sense and feel the lighting up of the crystals within the pineal, and an elevation of the quiet mind in this very now moment. You are hearing, you are feeling, and you are sensing that there is a new equation of a light essence in this very time, the moment. And it is adjusting you. It is transforming you. And it is also moving you into a higher state of consciousness that you are breathing into your heart and synchronizing within your mind. And so on this 0222 2022 sequence of numbers, the Infinite Masters are asking you to simply listen to the stillness and to hear a fractal frequency of light of your own divine essence, and breathe it in. Connect to that beautiful essence in your heart of light. And with your visionary mind, see the far beyond the beyond of a spark light being in the ethers of grid systems of time. And if you don't see with a visionary mind, imagine a crystal diamond spark of your own divine essence for a fractal of a moment of a frequency of time.
Breathe it in. Now feel the love deep within your heart. When you take this moment of time each day to be in the stillness, to listen to the essence, these fractals of light frequencies that you are hearing moving around you right now will begin transmitting light particles, light intelligences into your 3D mind. It awakens you to telepathic corridors. It awakens you to the superconscious mind. So when the Infinite Masters say to me, time is of the essence, it means that you are ready to shift into a mastermind of walking into the grid systems of time that are waiting for you. You need only listen to the fractals of light frequencies that's arriving on a sacred gateway, lunar activity, equinox. When this heightened vibrations arrive and begin bathing your aura fields, and you hear and feel the essence, such as you do right now in this very now moment of time. So when we quieten the mind and relax the body, we can also ask to have the chakras cleared and release any lowering frequencies or emotions that are blocking the inner child in any of those chakras. And let it pop up and surface. Maybe it's in your heart. These are very high intelligent frequencies right now that is coming to perfect you, so that you can move into the essence of no space and no time. By unblocking anything of the mind or the inner child from feeling uneasy to feeling an absolute peace. Just breathe out anything that's not of peace in the body. Now sit back and just see how you're feeling right now. What are you seeing right now with your visionary mind of these light essences around you or within you? Imagine you have the feelings there. And so for me, when time is of the essence, then I understand that my infinite masters who speak to me many times a day, they want me to give them my time for their essence to pour through me. And when this happens for but a moment, I give them full permission in that moment. Heal my body, purify my mind, release any blocks. And lately, especially since the last 3 weeks, I've been asking for my own timelines to be set free of any karma, trauma, suffering, lack, limitation in all the past lifetimes I've had, including all of my ancestors and lineages of consciousness. These are the ones that have been resurfacing and resurrecting into my daily life right now, and they all have to be released and healed every day. So I give them full permission. This is a year of equations of light transmissions into love. And so as these timelines of my ancestors and lineages, including this timeline, is lifting and surfacing, I want it to be healed with love. And I want it to be infused with this light essence. Even if it's a fractal of a frequency of a diamond crystal from one of my mastery timelines, I'm good to go with that. Place that one spark in my heart. Place that one spark in my throat chakra to clear that timeline where I was unable to speak my truth. And since we are flowing more and more each day and night of this fifth dimensional consciousness that's radiating on the planet, and we're adapting to receiving more of this crystallite consciousness, we're also being inundated with the lowering consciousness of relivings on the planet of Lemurian, Sirian timelines, Atlantean timelines surfacing that need to be healed. And even though they're resurrecting and showing themselves to us, we need to have the crystals within the pineal amplified. We need to have the chakras transmuting and the cellular structures and cellular patterns transmuting into light fields and receiving these fractal frequencies of light consciousness to integrate into our bodies, into our hearts, into our minds. And so if you want to stay cleared and feeling more of these fractal frequencies of light that's pouring onto the planet today, I would suggest you do this clearing and giving permission every morning and every evening to be absolutely sure that your inner child is set free from any lowering attachments that you may pick up in the day. They are telling me you're more ready to integrate any of your soul-like consciousness frequencies of knowledge, not just the healings that's taking place as you're releasing more. This is for you to begin connecting and clearing your aura fields that are also building into quantum fields of light. You may not even see these quantum frequencies of light beings. You don't have to. They're there. You can hear them when you're in the stillness. And so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to call them in my infinite masters right now. And I'm going to call in also, you're sitting in the stillness. You can call in your own spirit guides and masters and angelic ones who you honor, who work with you. And bring in their stillness frequencies of light, of love, and intelligences. Bring that in now, so that we can all feel this connection of these beautiful equations that are mapping across the planet in sequences of patterns of sacred geometries of grid systems on the 0222-2022. Fractals of light frequencies that's going to be enhancing all the inner child, inner body, inner heart, and inner mind. Here we go. Let's get our feet anchored on the floor as we breathe in and these fractal frequencies of light equations of mastery in the stillness.
I'm asking for the infinite masters to bow down in sequences of light, formations, in particles of light intelligences onto each soul child. Let there be a Vyata frequency of light. And let each soul child here and now, breathing in the stillness of these infinite vibrations of light, gives full permission of this light equations of O2, 2022 to cleanse, purify, removing any contracts of karma, trauma, obsessions, battles, and all woundedness soul timelines, known and unknown, seen and unseen, that have been appearing and interrupting all thought forms of the mind, interrupting all daily events occurring, to now be lifted and shifted out of all souls, grid systems of time, and to be fueled with these infinite equations in fractal frequencies of light quotients, to be placed into harmonic frequencies of light reality, vibrations of love, clearing, purifying, and removing also includes all 3D emotional, mental, and physical bodies to be purified on the sacred frequency moment of an equation of numbers, so that even the spiritual souls in timelines may be lifted into a soul light being that would enhance your journeys into oneness of a soul light consciousness in every child of the inner child being inside you now.
Wow.
Breathe in these sacred energies and vibrations of fractals of light quotients that you cannot see but feel. Breathe it into the heart right now. Freedom and frequencies of light are connecting into all areas of the body and mind. Unblocking those hidden timelines that have been still interrupting you. To go in deeper within your inner child and your inner mind. Take your time. These are sacred equations of light intelligences that know everything about your inner child, what is blocking your inner child, what is in the mental, mind, emotional body, or physical hurting body. Ask for this equation of a fractal frequency of light intelligence clear the energies in my body to become a soul light consciousness now. Show me a sign that I am receiving these energies of intelligences in my body that is healing me, clearing me, enlightening me. Show me a sign inside me. Breathe in the stillness. It is a quiet essence of light, of a golden warm energies. That is who you are. You may even see a spark of light in your inner mind's eye. That is just a fractal of a frequency of your own soul's light that is here and now connecting to you inside. Breathe it in. It's a warm vibration of love that is healing you, quietening your mind for you to receive more. Take your time. Time is of the essence. Within the essence of this sacred time, that you want to be within your soul's light, vibration of love. Yeah, buddy, I'm asking for an infinite master to come forward, please, to give me a word of knowledge now as the inner child, the inner heart and the inner mind of all who are listening to the fractal frequency of stillness equations is here. What is it that you would have for these children today that would amplify their minds to come to know the essence of time is of the stillness within them? What is it they require to develop within of their inner mind? That you would align and balance them into this reality of light consciousness. I am asking for the word of knowledge. Yes, you should romandi can you wea you chit in the adena. Yea, why are you chuea? The comandi koya yeshiana. I am your child. The mind is very active, yet the mind is very alone, waiting for its next transmission of information. Yea, why? You are asking what it is to develop the inner mind. Amania, to begin each day by aligning the mind into quietness of stillness. It allows the mind to begin to invoke the essence of light from their soul-like consciousness of their own I am. I am that I am appears. The mind in its interruptive thought forms quietens and only accesses this
soul light essence, of divine light in the stillness, in that moment of time. Therefore, time is of the essence when the mind moves into the quietness to retrieve and receive the reality that it is a light consciousness. Of the mind, of the heart, of the child.
你知道吗？哈的是困，身体哈的是，to
when you are awakened of your mind to be in the bliss for a moment, then you are breathing in your own multi-dimensions of grid systems of your true soul's light reality. And as you breathe in the peaceful essence of your own divine light presence in the stillness, then you will feel that equation of the fractal vibration of light on your crown chakra, breathing into your pineal crystals of the pineal gland, the mind becomes aware of this crystalline essence of realities of light that is moving around within the aura fields, as the aura fields become glistening, shimmering vibrations of light consciousness. Feel now the tingling on top of your head or shifting within your heart. These vibrations are spanning out of your heart and third eye chakras are opening to receive more and retrieve more light essences. Your soul light consciousness amplifies, synchronizes, and harmonizes the inner mind, the inner heart, and the inner child. Your mind is moving into a quiet state of stillness and receiving the light quotients, the light fractal frequencies in many hues and colors and sparks of light. The fractal vibration of your own light soul is speaking a word to you. Ask, what is it that you have for me today on this sacred vibrational frequency of numbers and alignments and codes? What is it you have for me to retrieve? I give you full permission to bring all of my soul's light essences of timelines of mastery, of all of my soul civilizations, of who I truly am, to be in freedom, to be in the oneness of all all-seeing, all-knowing, all-hearing of a light mind of reality consciousness. This year of 2022 and its vibration. In the stillness, just receive the word, the knowledge, the essence. Breathe it in. Now open your eyes and come back into the room where you are. You are of the peacefulness. Your hearts and minds have been opened to the infinite light essences of time, where there is no time and no space, no thought forms, just mastery energies of love. And all the equations of grid systems of time are there for you at any now moment. Let you step into your mastery energies of stillness and just be a master energy.
In
the infinite master's wrap, your sacred bundle of your inner child in white light, that this knowledge that was transmitted and light that was activated within the hearts and minds, within the chakras of the body, will just be in the light essences of all that you are. And then as your opened hearts and awakened minds received the fractal frequency of knowing today, yes, time is of the essence. When you are able to greet your soul light consciousness every morning and every night before you go to sleep, you are connecting telepathically and you are networking more than you know. And you are transmitting love into every cell of your being and presenting that love through transmissions of light as you breathe out your chakra body onto all Gaia's kingdoms, time, to become the transmitter. It takes time to become the transformer. But your minds and hearts and systems of the body have accepted and received these light energies in the fractal frequencies of 02-22-2022 and elevated consciousness of love in this very sacred hour that we gathered today. Thank you for joining me and the Infinite Masters of Light, of Love, and of Harmonic Bliss. And all who have elevated and activated your own soul light divinity, you will find in this element of synchronizations flowing through you more throughout tonight. You just move your feet around a little bit and just feel the essence. You move the spinal column around a little bit and knowing that you've tapped into something quite beautiful It's who you are. It's your own divinity. And we've all streamed through so many grid systems of so many timelines, but these vibrations of sequences of numbers is so empowering. It's tapping into multi-dimensions, the stellar dimensions, as grid systems beyond. It's not in words. It's not in languages that we know. It's in equations of vibrations, of sacred geometries that are filled with equations of intelligence. What a beautiful time this is, this entire month. And so thank you for those of you who joined me on the 2-2 Gateway, February 2nd. And review that audio also, or it's on my website, norwalksandspirit.com. That would be something of a replay also. This tonight is a beautiful replay activation that you'll be able to connect into these frequencies of love and continue to soar. And we'll see you on the next gathering, the end of, for the Telepathic Tuesday then, or the 3-3 Gateway that's coming up around the corner. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being in the bliss of this beautiful, beautiful month of transformation.